You are listening to Legion of Substitute Podcasters, episode 248. Freaky Friday on a Monday? And welcome to episode 248 of Legion of Substitute Podcasters. I'm Paul French, and I am only appearing in this episode sporadically, lad. Today.
That's going to be the lamest superpower I've ever heard.
Seriously. I have the ability to be in parts of a podcast.
Podcasts are not appearing in this podcast, yes.
It's very similar to Skype Fall Off Boy's powers, actually.
Almost, yes.
Indeed, yeah. As happens with alarming frequency, actually, I need to rebuild the database for the website. About the third or fourth time I've had to do that since we started, and really not pleased. So I'm going to actually work away a little bit at that because I just find I have very little time to do that, and so. So, folks, the archives, they will be lean for the next little while. I'm just warning you ahead of time.
Are you saying that you, Paul French, mm-hmm. a father of two, one a newborn, with a full-time job and other commitments, has no time to completely rebuild a website overnight?
It will not. It will definitely not happen overnight. I hope that it will happen within the next few months. Anyone who's got really good WordPress skills, talk to me.
Those people are looking at you.
I was like all set to be flood lad because we had like crazy torrential downpour and our back patio flooded. Like I had to go and grab a snow shovel and like bail it out for a little bit because it was getting a little closer to the house than I wanted. Bailing Boy, perhaps. Maybe Flood Lad's cooler. I don't know.
No, it's
Bailing Boy sounds better. It's got better alliteration.
There you go. So yes, I have managed to find a little pump that I'm going to pick up from Home Depot to save me such hassles in future. So maybe Pump Lad. No, wait.
Wow.
That's just a segue for Darren.
Yeah. That's my segue?
Indeed.
Bailing Boy wasn't my segue? Okay.
It all depends, sir.
And you know, we've been having the same weather that y'all been having, so, you know.
Crazy.
People, you know, blaming me for the rain, so thank you.
I was doing a little bit of that. Yeah.
Were you? Yeah. If we could control the weather, gay rights would have been a done deal.
Pushing your soggy gay agenda on us? God damn it.
Uh-huh. Halle Berry your butt. Stick a lightning rod up there. Hello. Yeah. All right. Well, I am Darren Noel. I'm not a Legionnaire this weekend. It's true. I've changed in favor of... I'm the Ghost of Sparta because I've been playing God of War pretty much nonstop every night after work. I finally got Pandora's Box. Yay. And for those of you who played the game, you know what happens after you get Pandora's Box? Yeah, that sucked. Anyway.
You get punched out by Pandora's husband.
Pandora doesn't have a husband. You know, Pandora was a very lonely girl because this box was large and on fire. I think she needed to go to the free clinic. I really, really do. So. Yeah.
Oh my.
There's a little, I guess, flashpoint tie in there. Itchy Pandora. Anyway.
Flashpoint.
What's that?
What are you talking about? Crazy.
I don't know what I'm talking about.
Must be that gay patois.
I don't read a lot of DC anymore.
The lingo, I don't understand.
All right, off to you, sir.
I am Scott Cools, and tonight I'm torn, but I think I'm going with Stephen King lad.
Are you in Maine?
I'm on holidays. Mm-hmm. So on holidays, lad, as well. Very good. But this is actually the first day of my holidays that I've had no commitments whatsoever. Mm. So I used it to dive into Stephen King's 11/23/63, is it?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, yeah.
11/06/63 or something like that. Whatever. The time travel one about JFK assassination.
Yeah, whatever the date was.
Whatever the date was, that's
11/26/63?
Could be. Yeah, I don't know. 22. Let's go with 22. 22.
Sounds, yeah, I think that's right.
That sounds good. Okay, so. So I did that. Plus, I watched the first two episodes of Under the Dome. Mm-hmm. The new TV series or mini series based on the Stephen King novel. So it's interesting.
It is.
It's been a nice King-filled day.
Nice.
Ah.
Of recuperation as well, as I went out last night with the Derby girls. Nice. MC'd a match. Our hometown Decapulates decimated their opponents. Like 247-97.
I love that name for the team.
The Decapulates, yeah.
Yeah, that's awesome for a Stratford team. That's fantastic.
Yeah, yeah. There are some good ones out there, that's for sure. So yeah, after the match, we all went out for the traditional after match beers and ripped it up some.
Nice.
So now I'm hair of the dogging it.
Nice. Oh.
What are you drinking?
Nothing to be proud of. Coors Light iced tea.
Oh, that's weird.
It is, but it's a light, nice light beer. So it's pretty warm here. My house has that old insulation, so it just traps mm-hmm. the heat and humidity. Mm-hmm. And it's got no like run through windows, so I can't create like a draft through or anything like that. So it takes quite a while for it to cool down at night.
Yeah.
So it's a nice light beer to keep me sort of hydrated.
Nice. Mm.
Meanwhile, it's been like 72 degrees here and rainy for like the past week, and will continue to rain for the next week.
Yeah, we've gotten, I think, until Thursday, and I'm not sure what that translates to in your crazy voodoo temperatures, but suffice to say, yeah, we're at 23 right now. You're at 24. So,
this is a very mild summer for us right now.
This is about average wet. For us.
Yeah.
Now, this is mild.
Very wet for sure. Us.
Yeah.
Oh, so totally wet.
Yeah, so I've got it's 73 here right now.
And the person who says drought to me next gets it right in the throat. That's all I'm saying. Punch to the throat.
Yeah, throat punch.
Mm-hmm. We're always like panicking about there's not enough water. Oh no. Think we have enough water, people, okay? I think we're okay. I think we're good.
Shoveling it onto my lawn.
Thank you.
So what one thing confirmed? Yes, 11/22/63.
There you go. And, I knew we'd get it eventually if we just kept shouting numbers.
Exactly. And yes, so that in and of itself is confirmed.
So far, a very good book.
Yeah, yeah, I quite liked it. I quite liked it. How are you liking what you've seen of Under the Dome thus far in comparison to the book?
Well, it's been a while since I've actually read the book, so I liked it. I mean, I think they're doing a good job as far as a made for straight TV movie or like TV show, right?
For a network series, I'm really impressed.
Yeah, it's a network series, so you can't really. Hey, Brian K. Vaughan's involved.
Yes, that's right.
Can't go wrong with that.
Yeah, yeah, exactly. Exactly. Yeah, I'm enjoying it as well. All right. So let's take a look to see what Legion Newser is. Still canceled.
Still canceled.
What?
Also, in other news,
General Francisco Franco is still dead.
Thank you, still dead, yes. Mm-hmm. Matt's on a mission in deep space right now to confirm that.
Yeah.
All right, so yeah, I'm just trying to see if there is any...
I did not see any Legion news, but isn't San Diego next week?
Yeah, I think yeah. Anything that we're going to hear is going to be heard.
It'll be San Diego, unless they're just giving Legion a rest for a while. So,
which is seems just fine. As likely.
Not the worst idea in the world. Change.org has a petition up.
Oh, that's right. Yes, they do. I signed it.
So, I mentioned that because I'm kind of a mind that, you know, we don't have to have a Legion title just to have one.
That's true. I want it to be good, but I
anathema
do like...
for, I realize that's anathema for a Legion podcaster to say, but...
No, I think that's... You don't want a crappy Legion title.
Exactly.
No one wants their particular best loved characters in a book that just is awful.
Exactly. We just spent a year or so finding that out.
Yeah, thank you, Legion Lost.
Legion Lost.
Yeah. So
but I'm just saying you want it to be good, but I think it's important to show support for the characters and the title.
Without a doubt. And that's the thing is that maybe the message needs to be refined a little to we want it and we want it good.
We want it good. We want it real good.
That's what she said.
Hey now.
That's what he said.
What the what? So anyway, I believe that is over at change.org and so you can sign up for that. One other thing, and this isn't necessarily Legion related, however it is comic related, so close enough. Picked up Batman 66. One of the digital titles. It's supposed to be sort of the interactive thing. So far, the interactivity really means that you see the image, then the word balloons start coming in.
Okay.
You know what I mean? So it's like you get you can sort of reveal a bit more in a panel, but it's pretty simple stuff at this point. I honestly, because they had been making such a big furry deal about this whole thing.
You were expecting more?
I think I was. And that's not just an expectation that I came up with, but by them making such a huge deal about this book, you know, it was like, oh, this must be the most the greatest thing ever. However, reading it, Ella has been reticent to watch the I've got like the movie, the Batman 66 movie, Adam West, Burt Ward. She hasn't normally been interested in watching it, but this morning she was into it. And I don't know if that had anything to do with the fact that once she started watching it, it kind of felt like that. They do a good job of getting of capturing the feel of it. But that said, today, it was tonight at bedtime, it was all about Wonder Woman again.
As it should be.
And reading to her that first arc of the Perez series and, you know, doing the selective editing. Yes, Ares wants to make the world ouchy.
Ouchy.
Yes. He wants to hurt people.
I hate to break it to Ares. Their world is already ouchy.
yeah, it kind of is.
And I tell you, it's great, though, because there is a lot going on in each issue, and she's quite enjoying it. So we just finished the battle Diana has with Decay.
Ah.
And,
you can tell Ella that Unky Darren is fighting Ares in God of War a lot.
Oh, she'll love that. So,
yeah. I'm fighting him too, so I'll put on my Wonder Warrior outfit and
nice.
fight Ares then, so that'd be good.
Yeah, Motel 6.
What the hell is going on back there?
The squirrel is out.
No, it's not even the squirrel this time. It's one of my damn kids.
Well, whose fault is that?
The squirrel's behaving himself. He's just sitting on the couch, chillaxing with the rabbit. Oh, yes, did I tell you? I have a rabbit now, too.
Oh, yeah, I saw that on your daughter's Facebook page.
Yeah.
That sounds awesome.
It's totally awesome.
So
let me send you a recipe I have for Hassan Pfeffer, sir.
Cook.
I'm just stocking up proteins for the zombie apocalypse, I guess.
Where's my Hassan Pfeffer?
I'm going to make me some stew.
That had a moment of Leslie Jordan?
Uh-huh. Mm-hmm. Did I get that right,
yeah. Darren? Okay.
You got it right there. Yes, indeed.
Yes.
Shooter Wardale. Shoot her in the head.
I'm going to take all these critters, put them in a stew. Stew them up real good.
Yep. Mm-hmm. Yep.
Mm-hmm. All right, people, go watch Sordid Lives so you can get the reference, okay? It's not a movie a lot of people know about. Sordid Lives, go. And remember, I sent you, okay? There you go.
Yeah,
it's got a great cast. It really does. Olivia Newton-John and Delta Burke. Amen. You can't beat that. Come on. Yeah. Anyway.
So I can't remember if it's this coming week that we have Legion or if it's the next. I don't know.
I'm still in mourning.
I can never keep track.
I don't know when the week's going to be. I know is, and I will say this now, if the next issue of Legion does have the Legion starting to kick some butt, since the next issue is like the Brainy with his hands ringing through his hair, I'm going to have a problem.
Yeah,
I'm just going to warn y'all now. It will be DEFCON gay up in here. All right.
So July 17th. So not this week, but the following week. And this is the one that's got the cover with Lightning Lad fighting the Persuader as other Legionnaires lay at the Persuader's feet.
Oy.
And it says, interestingly, it says, with the Legion on the edge of defeat, they must look to the past for the sake of their future. That's referring to the Founders, I'm sure. In this stunning conclusion,
or Superboy and Supergirl?
Yeah, that's what's gonna happen.
I'm hoping.
I wish I could be that optimistic.
Keep hoping, buddy. Reach for
I think when they're in another universe now, bring it. Bring Superboy and Supergirl to finish this, okay? That's what I'm saying. Right. He did it in Great Darkness Saga, mm-hmm. you know.
So anyway, it says in this stunning conclusion of the Fatal Five epic. So clearly, that last issue 23 is going to be a denouement issue.
Uh huh.
You won't believe what the new face of tomorrow looks like.
Yeah, I will. You already know what it looks like. Thanks. Thanks for the update.
Yes, so in the final issue, of course, which is the Brainy one, the Legion picks itself up after the brutal attack from the Fatal Five nearly destroyed civilization across the cosmos. While some Legionnaires bury their dead, others fight for the future of the Legion against a society that now doesn't trust them. Don't miss surprises galore. Really?
LA. Continued. Next issue.
Yeah, in this landmark issue drawn by Kevin Maguire, as the true nature of the Legion is questioned and the future of the DCU is changed in a way you'll never expect.
Never.
Never.
Never, ever.
Translation, this is a bold new direction for the future.
Again.
Take a drink.
I think I will. Anyway, let's get to stuff.
Stuff.
Well, before we get to stuff, one of our listeners, Dion, and I hope I'm saying this right, Dezavaris. He sounds Greek. He is.
Chances are very good you are not saying it right.
Yeah, I know. Sorry. Has done something really cool. He plays Star Trek Online, the MMO, and he has made a whole bunch of avatars based on Legion characters. And he has basically all the Legionnaires, the subs, the Academy members, the Wanderers, the Heroes of Lalor, some of our supporting members like Dr. Gamil and the Science Police. He's even made the Polecat and the Mess.
That is one poor dude.
That is dedication, sir. That is dedication. And salute for you today. So if you get a chance, check out his Facebook page to look at those pics and thank him for them because they're kind of cool.
I think it's Zavaris.
Zavaris? Thank you. I have no clue. I don't speak Greek. I only am Greek in some ways. So.
Fwomp, fwomp.
Sorry.
Having a Wonder Woman outfit doesn't make you Greek, Darren.
Yeah, you should see how I wear it, though, baby. Oh, wait, you have seen
how I have seen how you wear it.
Indeed, indeed. Like a Motel 6 up in there.
I still have the dreams.
No ballroom there.
The terrible, terrible dreams.
You have the dreams. Please, Spider Monkey flashbacks.
Oh, those are neat. I couldn't see them before. It kept telling me that the page wasn't accessible. But
they're kind of cool.
Yeah. They are really cool.
It's like if the Legion was in the Star Trek world, this is what they would look like.
Yeah, absolutely, absolutely. Hey, who knows? It could happen.
It could happen. That Star Trek Legion crossover, I thought, was pretty successful.
They are heading in a bold new direction, don't forget.
Yes.
Yeah. Through a wormhole.
Ah, the wormhole.
They could have done that. They could have had Legion Voyager, and that would have been happy. Keep them off Earth entirely. How about that for a concept? No, got to put them in New York City where they can infect everyone. Thank you. Mm-hmm. Anyway, let's just forget the whole premise of why the book started. All right, so we're going to do two books, and we're kind of switching it out today because, the showcase ends at a rather inopportune place. So Scotty is going to take the first story, which I normally would do, and then I'm going to take the second story, which normally Scotty would do because it's got a little Karate Kid action in it. So this is the Freaky Friday part of the show, yes. And that would be the Disney reference earlier today.
That's right. So the story I'm reading prominently features Dr. Regulus, who is, of course, Darren's man crush. So.
One of many, sir. One of many.
Yes. So I'll do the best I can to honor him in the way he deserves.
I'm sure you'll do fine.
I'm sure I will, too. So we have, what's the issue again? I don't know the number. What's the issue number?
Sorry. Superboy number. Let me get back to that page.
191?
I think it's 191. Yeah, October 72, Carrie Bates and Dave Cochran. Letterer is Ben Oda.
Ben Oda. So apparently, there's a party. There's a birthday party of some sort for Sunboy. And he's 11 Sola years old. With the editor's asterisk there that says, 11 Sola years is roughly the same as 17 to 18 of our years. So like most American measurements, it makes no goddamn sense at all.
He's 17 and three quarters.
Man, oh man. Like, what's the conversion rate on that? Like, I don't understand. Like, what?
You got me. You got me.
It's like Fahrenheit to Celsius. It doesn't make any sense.
You know, just remember, Carrie Bates was like 16 or 17 at the time. He's like, I'm writing a comic book.
I'm making shit up. Woo! All right. So they're all, oh, yeah, you know, you're old now. Hey, gosh golly, it's a surprise birthday bash. And in trots Kaz with this hoverboard carrying this big, a rare piece of Arguvian slab sculpture for his collection. Apparently, Sunboy is quite the art collector. Who knew? I didn't know that.
And then he never was.
And then he never did again. He liquidated his entire collection to buy pimp hats. And he's all impressed that he remembered that it was his hobby, and everybody's sweating like a pig. They're all just coursing down their faces with these tears, or I guess it's sweat. But it's getting hot in there. Why? Oh no, the sculpture, it's hot, red hot. It's red hot and melting. How come? What's happened to it? I am the reason. Dr. Regulus. Who knows? It's Dr. Regulus, all right. He bursts out of the molten sculpture.
Take notice, Sunboy. Since our last encounter, I've acquired powers of heat and light that surpass even yours.
Oh, dear.
Oh, dear indeed.
Allow me to demonstrate.
And he shoots, besorches everybody with massive fire blasts. Everybody flies out of the way everybody flies out of the way except for, it looks like, Timberwolf, who runs because he forgets that he has a flight ring, I guess.
He's a wolf. Yeah. They run.
He's also not that quick.
Yeah. So some boy.
Ultra Boy will be played by Timberwolf.
For the record.
I said that.
Yes.
So some boy fires on him, returns fire. They cancel each other out, yada, yada, yada. He's like, Timberwolf comes in with a giant What is that? What's he got there? Looks like a pizza plate.
You'll see in a second.
The big cookie sheet. He's like, take a shot at me.
You'll pay for those brash words, Cosmic Boy.
Oh, that's Cosmic Boy.
Mm-hmm.
Also, it was him that ran off. It was not Timberwolf. Timberwolf does not appear to be at the party. He was not invited. Oh, yes, he's there too.
Oh, he was. He was at the party.
They both have the same shoulder thing, so I got confused.
Yeah, they have those little, the armlet things.
So anyway, he shoots fire at him, and he flips the disc over. Of course, it's a mirror. Reflects the heat beam back at him. And it overloaded him. He's now weakened so that Sunboy can come in and punch him in the belly.
Get his some belly.
Belly. That's right.
Got him right in a bread basket. And then, without
that's
warning.
That's a great day for motor car racing.
Ah, look, go put your head under your wee pillow. It's like an orange on a toothpick.
Heed pants now.
Suddenly, Dr. Regulus seems to be having some sort of flame seizure. He falls down unconscious, like he suddenly blew a fuse. He burned himself out. I can't believe he just one blow did this. Oh, hey now. After removing the Sun Scavenger's helmet,
no time to explain details. The experiment that energized me with sun power has stricken me with a fatal side effect. Please grant me this last request. Transport my body to the Aryan star and hurl me into the core, or my ashes will forever burn. Ah!
Oh, dear. What a strange last wish. Mm-hmm. Not really, Shadow Lass. Regulus literally worshipped the power of stars, so it makes sense he'd choose the sun for his cremation. Still, something bothering you, Lightning Lad? Mm-hmm. I don't know. Let's find out what we can find out about this Aryan star.
Mm-hmm.
Sunboy thinks back, I guess, to sort of the origin of Dr. Regulus. He used to work at his dad's atomic plant.
Tried to kill him.
I think we have a contender for
The Rons, yeah.
Yeah, uh-huh. Taking second position to the Lightning Beast of Korbal.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
We've heard this story before, yes.
Right. So he came in, some boy came in, said, close the door, you idiot! And then they both got blasted with the thing. So they both have the same powers. I guess.
It was clobbering time.
Yeah, it was indeed clobbering time. Dr. Igles later came back and left him to die in an atomic reactor, but he got away. So then he made himself a suit, I guess, and now he's one of the most dangerous fugitives in the galaxy, except for being dead.
Mm-hmm.
Soon, two barges of necrocrystals. In the 30th century, necrocrystals have replaced flowers. Today.
But said no again. Woman ever.
Exactly. Necrocrystals are a girl's best friend.
You imagine maybe if they've... Honey, I know you're upset here. Have some rocks.
Here's your necrocrystals.
You can hit me with them. I don't think so, no.
If they could have come up with a less unfortunate name than necrocrystals, perhaps.
Crystals off of a dead thing. I don't know.
Let's just rub that right in there. Oh, by the way, that dude is dead. Here you go. Here's your flowers. Oh, necrocrystals.
Necrocrystals. Never to be seen again in Legion lore.
So some boy says he's got to take the journey by himself because he feels it's his fault that Regulus attacked the Legion in the first place, which is true. So it's his job. And Cause is like, sure, that makes sense. So they get in the cruiser and take off up, up, and away in their beautiful balloon.
Thank you. Now I have that in my head.
You're welcome. So he gets to the blazing orange sun, whips the coffin out, hooks it into gravity. No big deal. but as the coffin plummets towards the sun, of course, it charges him back up again, and he breaks free of his coffin. And he's alive once more. Oh, Dr. Regulus, you scamp.
Mm-hmm. He knew what he was doing the whole time.
And some boy thinks to himself, oh, no, this can't really be happening. The next instant, a telepathic message slams into Sunboy's mind.
But it is, you young fool. The Orion Star is the source of my sun power. I tricked you into bringing me here because I knew its rays would revitalize my body.
And he monologues for a bit more.
Oh, you got him monologuing.
I know, and he pretends to... he's explaining his whole sinister plot of pretending to be dead.
Genius.
Although he was actually dead, so I guess, whatever.
Maybe.
He says, you catch on, but too late.
Arian's rays are charging me with unlimited sun power, 100 times more intense than yours.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, no. And he barbecues him a bit there. Yeah, I don't think he has the right sauce, but whatever. In the meantime, let's look at the necrocrystals. Oh, look at that. There were some stowaways in the necrocrystals, which are apparently like giant bins of necrocrystals.
Coffins. Yeah.
There's basically one coffin for the body and then two extra coffins full of these rocks. Or allegedly full of these rocks, except for Lightning Lad and Shadow Lass. Had been stowing along just to see what was going on, because they knew. They knew he was a tricky fella. Counterattack plan A. Dun, 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 dun. Lightning Lad, here? How did you follow us? Oh, I forgot the voice, sorry.
No matter. I am invincible enough now to take on all the Legionnaires.
And suddenly, whoop. He's encoded in darkness. His energy is being sapped by Shadow Lass's shadow powers. Aha. Uh-huh. So basically, if you put this guy in the dark, he just loses his powers. That's crazy talk.
Well, it's like the reverse of Nightgirl, isn't it?
Yeah, it's weird. Sunboy revives. Hey. And Lightning Lad zaps Dr. Regulus Bezorch.
Gives him a little shock treatment.
And then once again, Sunboy goes for the breadbasket. He just loves punching them guts.
Here's the thing about that. Sunboy thinks that the less men that can use their junk, the more women there are for him.
No, he's punching them in the guts, though.
Yeah, but those hands are a little close for comfort right there, I think.
He's like, I totally could be punching your junk right now. He just wants everybody to know. Uh-huh. I could be punching your junk right now. I want you to know that I'm not.
Sadly. Right now. Boom. Right there.
This time. Yeah. So anyway, he knocks out Regulus, and they get back in the Star Trek ship and start flying away. What made you suspect he was pulling a fast one? When he chose the Arian Star, I checked the records and found out it's an artificial sun created by a power-mad scientific genius, Dr. Zaxton Regulus. Well, that's convenient. What a birthday. For a while, I thought I'd never live to see another. I like the end is in that little L. They've got it set up so the L goes horizontal.
I think that's probably where there was an ad back in the day.
No, it's right in the panel there. See, there's
the L in the panel. Oh, and in the archive.
The
L
comes
big,
down vertically.
Yeah, there's a big the L end. On the... And the bottom half of the page.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, in the showcases, they just put the Legion of Superheroes logo.
Yeah. That's kind of what this is. So.
Yep. Indeed. So that was something. There was a guy, and he did stuff.
And he did stuff.
He was on fire.
He was on fire.
Fire's flaming!
He was fabulous. Fabuloso. See. So the next story we're going to do, because these are 8-pagers, so these are kind of short, so... War Between the Nights and the Days, Superboy 193, February 73. So it's been October 72 to February 73 with no Legion. Aw, so sad. We presume Superboy 192 is a reprint issue. So, you know, writer Kerry Bates, artist Dave Cochran, letterer Joe Lettorizzi, which just seems really like a well-named guy.
Pretty much what you're doomed to do. It's pretty like much. If your name is Jeeves, you're going to be a butler.
You're going to be a butler.
If your name is Chipper Jones, you're going to play baseball.
And date Hooters waitresses. It's true. Yeah. We're so proud of Chipper. We're so proud of him. Mm. How many wives, Chipper? Okay, anyway. I'm a native Atlantan. I can say that.
Absolutely.
I did get an interesting news thing across my Facebook recently. This has nothing to do with Legion, but I find it very amusing in the ongoing Disneyfication of Marvel.
Uh-huh.
Mm-hmm. You know, for those of us who are video gamers, we might have heard of Kingdom Hearts, which mm-hmm. is a game. It's kind of like Final Fantasy meets Disney. Okay. Have you seen this before?
Right. Yeah. I'm familiar with that. Yeah.
I love this game. Well, for Kingdom Hearts 3, the gentleman in charge of Kingdom Hearts 3 is looking at acquiring Marvel and LucasArts content to use in the game.
Nice.
Just saying. There you go.
And he's hiring Patton Oswalt to write the book.
To write it.
To do the pitch. Yeah.
Patton Oswalt is a prophet, people. He's a prophet. Give that man your respect, damn it. Love him. Anyway. All right. So back to the business hand with a new tale in 1973 of Legion of Superheroes. Superboy is talking. Greetings, readers. The satellite you see is streaking earthward towards a futuristic metropolis. We are now in the 30th century. The fabulous headquarters of Legion of Superheroes and Organization Superpower Teens. Blah, 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 blah. And there is Brainy and Karate Kid. Brainy is working on the ship while Karate Kid's kind of leaning up against it because he's a jock and not a brain. God love him. And on the inside in the ultra electronic briefing room, and there are a lot of buttons and switches here, so you know they got the future wrong, kids, right? Brainy says, from these visit tapes that the Space Council SOS satellite will tell us the whole story. As you see, half the planet Pastic is in constant darkness, always hiding from the sun. The Cryophies live there, and the Lurpeters dwell in the sunlit half. Yeah, I think we're heading to a Star Trek let this be our last battleground episode here, but we'll see. In English, Lurpeters and Krofskis translate into days and nights. They are separate races that have been feuding for untold eons so long that no one knows why anymore. And we see that we have, I know, we have our don't feed them after midnight. They'll become the other race. We have our group here, and we have Chameleon Boy making his appearance in his purple and red costume. Shrinking Violet's got her green and black costume now. Matter Your Lad's costume has gone red in this issue for some reason. I think that was probably a coloring error. And then Karate Kid, of course, has his disco collar, but I think he had that in the last issue as well.
Mm-hmm.
So Cam's like, sounds bad, but isn't this a private matter? And Violet's like, and why does the Space Council want to summon us? And by the worried look on Brainiac 5's face, I'd say there's more bad news coming. Right, Karate Kid. Both the days and nights have recently perfected nuclear weapons for their warfare. Powerful enough to totally wipe out their planet. Ah, here comes the morality play. Yay. It is Star Trek, kids. Their solar system survives because of a very delicate gravitational balance between the four inhabited worlds. If their planet Pastnik is destroyed, the crucial balance will be upset. Result, the other three planets will be pulled out of their orbits and drawn into the fiery sun. Innocent billions would perish because of the feud. Then we have to somehow make peace on that world, make a whole task force of legionnaires can curb their warfare. Well, how will we handle it, Brainy? With Mon-El on leave, you're the acting leader. Turn around and look, Brainy says. And it's Duo Damsel. You're wearing a new costume, too. Everyone decided to go out shopping. It was amazing. It's a fabulous Saturday. Anyway. She says, yes, Brainiac programmed the robo-sewing machine to design it just for this mission. And the editor's note says, how do you dig the new costumes of Karate Kid, Chameleon Boy, Duo Damsel, and Shrinking Violet? So that is their debut, then, for this
How do you
stuff.
Dig?
How do you dig them, kids? Do you dig them? It is Deep. 1973, after all. Yeah. Do you dig it?
I dig them deep.
I'm just imagining, you know, I'm thinking of when they were at that Rolling Stone in the movie Almost Famous.
Mm-hmm.
It's like, yeah, crazy, man.
Crazy.
Yeah.
Groovy.
Right. Send it to us on the mojo.
Indeed. And Brainy says, Cam, you and Duodamsel will rocket to Pasnik. No one else. A large group of us would attract attention. Duodamsel will brief you on the plan I devised. And Cam's like, just the two of us to stop a planetary war?
Just the two of us.
You can't. Actually, it's just the three of them, isn't it? Mm-hmm. Anyway, as soon as a sleek snouted Legion cruiser. I would have found a thesaurus for that. Anyway, journeys toward the war-scarred world. And so in the Orange Sector, the days are ruled by a king named John, and a sovereign called Lilt presides over the knights in the Purple Sector. This explains the colors of Duo Damsel's costume. You get it? We found out their hatred for each other is what's keeping their people at war. It's imperative that they be stopped so this solar system can be safe again. This weird misty region is a sort of twilight zone that lies between Pasnik's two halves. As soon as we land, you'd better do your doubling up act, Duodamsel. And shortly, Duodamsel displays her unique ability split into two. And now you see the reason for my new uniform. Very clever. One of you is dressed in orange, the royal color of the days, while the other wears purple, the color of the knights. Dun, dun, dun. They're both wearing yellow boots and yellow capes, however. So let's keep that in mind. The duo damsels depart, and she says, remember, Chameleon, according to the plan, you must remain here and wait for our return. Will do, but be careful, and good luck. Double good luck. Because there's no killer computers on here. So, moments later, Orange. Orange duo damsel is heading towards the lair of the suns. He's like, ooh, the constant sun heat in this orange sector is something else. And there's a castle up ahead. Must be where King John is. Is that approaching bird a welcoming committee? Looks harmless enough. Harmless, it's more like a wing disaster. Oh no, couldn't judge its real size from so far away. This bird is definitely attacking me, and this is a huge bird. This is like Harry Potter sized large birds here, people. And she's like, no use, I couldn't move fast enough to outmaneuver the brute. I'm a prisoner, but that's what I must be if our plan is to succeed. Meanwhile, the purple damsel encounters a starkly different welcome. King Lilt happily greets you. We've known of you ever since you crossed over our sector. The king wishes us to escort you. And so Duodamsel is being escorted by these four guards. And she's like, odd, I didn't expect the knights would be this anxious to welcome a stranger. But who's complaining? This will just speed up my mission. And they escort her in. It says, please wait in the royal chamber. His Majesty will be here to greet you shortly. But no sooner is she alone when zapped. She gets the bazorch from the backside, and she falls over, and we see a gentleman who has purple skin and kind of a red hair wearing a black and maroon tunic is holding the scepter of bazorch there. So, meanwhile, classy. Back in the orange world, this is
I
the
like
end of
the orange
line
world.
I know you do, sweetie. I know you're definitely a day, no question. Mm-hmm. Better use my flight ring to soften up the landing and be prepared to fight for my life. But after the orange damsel lands, welcome, flying maiden. You need fear no hostility, King John. But that monstrous bird, I thought, it appears menacing, perhaps, yet it's just a pet of mine. I merely sent him to ensure your safe journey here. I am afraid that the orange lands will soon blaze rampant with atomic violence. War is about to be declared. No time to waste then. Here's hoping the secret weapon that Brainiac 5 equipped me with will do its job. Your Highness, please accept this gift from my people. What is it you wish me to do? And she has borrowed something from the Blue Beetles, or Count Vertigo's arsenal, really. She says, success. Brainy's hypnoflasher has temporarily put him under my command. Now to head back to the Twilight Zone with a royal escort. So we're ignoring the Prime Directive in this episode of Star Trek, just FYI. Yeah.
Let's just hypnotize all the world leaders and make everything better.
Bitch. Okay, elsewhere at that moment, you're not the first intruder who was put off guard by my welcoming committee. The shrewdest way to capture a prisoner is to make her think she's a friend. Ooh, and I fell for it. I know not where you are, but I somehow suspect you are a potential enemy. And she says, you were never so right, but you won't have a chance to defend yourself because I'm about to catch you off guard. And the purple damsel's arm lashes out, and it's the hypno zapper again. Caught him just in time. He'll follow my orders now. What do you wish? First to dispose of his scepter weapon, then it's off to the Twilight Zone.
I am a robot.
Thank you. How to cook. Man, no, that's How to Make Man. What is the name of the book?
How to Serve Man.
How to Serve Man. That's it. It's a cookbook, people. Spoilers for 1964. Anyway.
Oh.
Can't believe you're ruining the Twilight Zone for people.
Not really.
Really? Really? I think Twilight Zone is a gateway to comic books, don't you? Yes. So. A startling rendezvous in the misty region between the orange and purple sectors, where the mysterious gray and blue people are nowhere to be found, by the way. It's John. Why have you brought that vile scoundrel into my sight? What sort of trickery is this? No trickery, but prepare yourself for a double shock. Glad to see you. You made it back, sister. Too bad our hypnoflashers only have a temporary effect. The kings are already hostile again. You? But how can this be? You must be twins, except for the uniforms. Your sister is wearing the color of my hated enemy. Meanwhile, a grim chameleon boy soars towards certain danger and very possible death. I'm in fatal territory now. One slip up, and the knights will execute me as a spy. Being face to face with you makes my blood surge with anger. Not half what I feel looking at such a lowly swine. Well, you were right. Ooh. You were brought together for more than mere name-calling. The war will be won and lost right here, right now. You kings have made your people suffer for your feud long enough. Now you must fight. Refuse, and we will execute you where you stand. It's only a bluff, but they don't know that. The two rulers eye each other grimly, both knowing full well they cannot what they can avoid no longer. Combat to the death. Please cue the Kirk Gorn music in your mind.
Yeah, no kidding, eh?
And so, yaaag! At that moment, streaking towards the shimmering haze of the orange sector, the first part of my mission was successful. I tricked the knights into deactivating their nuclear weapons. Now I have to fool the days. Editor's note, can you guess how he pulled this stunt? Really? You can't guess? Okay. So the
all
kings
of a sudden,
are
it's Encyclopedia Brown.
Yeah. The kings are beating the crap out of each other. It's like, unless it was my guess, I'd say they're discovering for themselves that war isn't a game, and they're getting the injuries to prove it, and now we have war games showing up in this panel. Yay.
Sweet.
I cannot help but be the winter. I am younger and in perfect physical condition. Sometimes cunning is more rewarding than stamina. What I have here in my hand far outweighs your brawn, a remote-controlled detonator. With one push of the button, I can fire all my nuclear weapons into your purple sector. Now, who is the victor? Why, you murderous coward! Look what you made me do! It popped out of my hand! If that thing hits the ground, the detonator might be triggered off. Must catch it! And so Duo Damsel streaks after the remote control. Too late! The missiles have been fired! In the confusion, she hits the ground, she merges into her two selves, into one self. In the confusion, I merged my two selves together without realizing. And the king's like, oh no, because of me, Lilt's kingdom has been destroyed. I never meant for things to go this far. If only we could start over. Maybe that's one chance you will have. Another King Jean? This cannot be. No, not quite. It's Chameleon Boy. I used my power of disguise to impersonate you and then ordered your people to disarm their missiles, and the detonator fired nothing. I became Lilt in the purple sector for the same reason. Your weapons are also useless. After Legionnaires explained the true nature of their visit, how about it, Jean? We saw how Duo Damsel two halves became one. Do you think we can do the same for our planet? I'm willing to try. Let's try to make orange and purple united colors. What do you say, Chameleon Boy? Mission accomplished? Without a doubt, at least there will be peace between the nights and the days. The end.
Wow. That's a nice
bedtime story, isn't it?
Uh-huh. I've learned so much.
I now challenge Scott to wear something purple with his orange.
No.
I know.
I'm too old to change my ways.
Oh, you dirty old dog. No new tricks for you.
That's right. Plus, it would just cost too much. I have to buy all new clothes. It's just unreasonable.
Unreasonable. How dare you, sir? How dare
That's
you?
Right.
How dare
what
you try to
you say?
I am unreasonable.
I shall meet thee on the field of onions.
Oh, no, not there. We have those here. We call them idalias. No, thank you. Mm. No, thank you.
Mm.
So, Oniony. That's it. No more Legion stories to this week, kids. You'll have to wait till next week.
Oh, no.
I know. I guess Paul's busy doing his thing, so we should probably sign off now.
I'm here to wrap up.
All right. Oh, Scott.
It was just segue. Trying, I've made it all the way back to our road trip episode, Scott. So
yay.
All right. So comments, as always, are welcome at legionofsubstitutepodcasters@gmail.com. You can join in the conversation over on our Facebook page that can be found at facebook.legionofsubstitutepodcasters.com. We are on the Twitter. We are LOSP Podcast. In addition to all these things, you can go to our website, legionofsubstitutepodcasters.com, and you can leave a comment on this or any of the last 12 episodes.
Currently, yes.
Currently.
I kind of teased last time that we were going to be number zero again, didn't I? Well,
it's great. Your fault. You rebooted us. All right. Anyway.
WordPress heard you and said, okay, that's what you want.
Okay.
If you say so, bitches. All right, so with that, we make our way back into the time bubble, and we will head back to the 21st century, and we will see you all next week.
Boo.